Welcome to Leanne's Voice Podcast. This podcast is for anyone who wants to get into voiceover or just wants to learn how to use their voice more effectively, yeah? So today, I know I always talk about like tips on how to speak English more effectively, yeah? I ain't saying I've got the greatest, I'm just saying I've got one that people like to pay for, okay? So I've got some 10 tips that I want to share with you today. If you have English as a second foreign language, right, or third, fourth, because some people are killing the game, and some of my clients I've worked with on accent reduction, they've got like four or five languages and I've just got one. I really want to give you some top 10 tips. I did some last week, so check out my YouTube channel. You should be able to find the ones from last week. Today, I want to give you 10 more, right? So tip number one, if you want to speak English more effectively, tip number one, think in English, yeah? Regardless of what of your home language is, it doesn't make sense to think in it and then translate. You're going to get it all jumbled and it'll sound weird. So think in English, then what you say will work better in English, yeah? Two, record your voice when you're talking. It is so key for you to hear yourself talking, because when you're talking live, you don't really hear yourself. You're just kind of like waiting for your opportunity to talk in between when the other person stopped talking, yeah? Record your voice, play yourself back. How do you sound? Do you sound good, or do you sound like, you might need a little bit of help right there, yeah? And number three, you're trying to reduce your accent. You can say whatever you want to say, but it starts in your mind when you ain't even said nothing. What you tell your mind is what's going to happen for your life. You got to believe that you can change your accent. If you don't believe you can, then it ain't going to happen. Yeah, your brain does what it thinks it can do. If you tell your brain you can't do it, so I'm going to do it. That's with anything. Tip four, sing songs, right? A lot of them, some of the key ones are, I don't know, American, you know, all those different ones, but whatever type of music you like, sing songs, as that's going to help you improve how you speak English and also the pronunciation of it. But obviously, if you're trying to go for a British accent, you start singing some songs with American accent, it's going to be a bit weird. I've worked with a client who is trying to do British English, but she sings American songs and she has like a jumbled up British and American English accent kind of thing. So yeah, it works for her. I don't know if it'll work for you. Tip number five. Break up what you are saying, yeah? Like, grammar and vocab and English and stuff, it's a rhythm. It's like a, it's all different parts that come together. So if you try and rush through what you're saying in English, it's not going to make no sense. And if you slow it down and get what it is you're saying right in small bite-sized chunks, then when you put it all together, you'll actually be saying it right, and then the speed will come. Don't go for speed first when you're talking. Go for accuracy. Tip six, when you're speaking English, it's a dance. Yeah, it's not some boring film or whatever. It's a bit of a dance. It kind of goes up, down, one, two, two to me, three to you. It's a dance. It's fluid. You got to stop, listen, give a time for the other speaker to go. Then you start talking. Do you see what I'm saying? My tip number seven, your body language is just as important in it supporting what you're saying. So you might have a most amazing English accent, but if your body language is saying that you're not happy to be here and you're saying, I love you, I want to do this, I want to be here and I'm happy to be here and I love this place and I love this food and I love, and your body language is saying my feet are following the door, etc. It doesn't, just scratch my head, I'm just like, it doesn't make sense, yeah? Number eight, practice speaking and look at your mouth in the mirror when you speak, so you can actually see, is your mouth moving at the right time? And then look at other people on film or on YouTube. How does their mouth move? Look at the position of their tongue. Your tongue, your breathing, and the space and time that you open your mouth is going to actually help you speak English more effectively, or good, correct British accent. I don't even know what good, correct British accent is. I wouldn't say that I've got the most correct British accent, probably be received pronunciation, what you see on the TV, BBC News, but me, I'm more urban. And my point number nine, practice and keep practicing until you get there. To improve your English accent, you got to practice. It doesn't take like, oh, you're just going to do it Monday, do a 24-hour course, or I don't know, a 10-week sandwich course and you're going to get it. No, it's a long-term thing to improve your accent when speaking English. It's a daily process. It's a got to put your mind to it, got to put the effort to it. So don't get frustrated because like you think, oh, I had this six-week course and I still don't sound good. It's not like that. You've got to take time. Change takes time. And my last point, read one English newspaper daily. Read it out loud as well, because when you are either doing voiceover or when you're trying to reduce your accent so you can speak English more effectively, you've got to use your voice. You've got to say stuff out loud and hear yourself speaking so you can get used to yourself speaking and hear, do you sound good? What can you change? Yeah. And one last point, just stay focused. You can do it, yeah? Whether you want to go into voiceover, you want to reduce your accent so the English can sound more effective, you can do it. If you just stay focused, a little bit each day goes a long way, okay? So I hope this has helped you. You want to get hold of me, ask me any tips and questions, book me for some voiceover work, I am happy to speak to you. Get hold of me on leanne@leannesvoice.com and have a great and amazing day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.